Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording and we're going to go over the homework, learn to solve it together. And let's start with the homework where it says to identify the mudaf wa mudaf ilayh, which is noun plus a noun expression. صفة وموصوف, which is noun plus adjective. جملة فعلية, which is verb sentence. جملة اسمية, which is noun sentence. Okay? And you're required to label. Okay. So the first one is أكل الولد التفاحة.
التفاحة actually.
أكل الولد التفاحة. Is it verb sentence or a noun sentence?
Verb.
What does it mean? أكل الولد التفاحة.
The boy ate apples.
The boy ate the apple. Just one apple. ما شاء الله. That's very good. The boy. السلام عليكم. The boy ate the apple. So if you have your homework with you, okay. Let me do this. Let me give you back the homework so that you know you can grade like yourself. Now, it's here, أكل الولد التفاحة. Okay? The why, where is the subject here? Where is the الفاعل?
The subject?
Yes, الفاعل.
The walad is the subject.
Yes, that's right.
The object is
the so the subject, which is the al-fa'il.
And the tufahata is?
The object.
The object.
I have the homework that I finished.
Which is
and the other one is the verb,
which is al-fa'l.
Now, the what is al? What is the why did I put fatha on akala?
Because it's mansub.
Yes, no, it's actually not mansub. It's a past verb. So the past verb is always fatha.
Oh.
Yeah. So because it's past verb. And the past verb is always okay, so rule. Any past verb, any past verb is what? Has always fatha. Did you learn this rule? Any past verb, did you guys look at the cheating sheets that I provided to you?
I went through it. I like skimmed through it.
Okay, so it says you any verb, past verb, any verb in the past tense is built, is مبني على الفتحة, means like it's always فتحة. مبني على الفتحة means it's always فتحة, not منصوب. It's always فتحة. Now, subject, the subject is what? Always what? Always مرفوع.
Yes.
مرفوع. Always مرفوع.
And the object is
mansub. The object is
mansub. Oh, wow.
Okay? So, الولد is mansub with what? I'm sorry, waladu is marfu' with, what's the sign of marfu'?
The dhamma.
The dhamma. That's right. Now why? Why is it marfu' bil dhamma?
Because it's a dhamma at the end.
Because it is single noun. It is single noun. So
if it's double, it's a ya,
if it's double, it's alif, yeah.
Got it? So, let's learn two rules here. What are the two rules? Or actually, let's finish that one. Okay. What is the kind of the noun التفاحة? التفاحة means what? The apple. So, it is a single noun or a double noun or what is it?
A single noun, single female noun.
Single female noun, that's right.
My hands are multicolored.
So because it's a single female noun, it is what? Because it's a single female noun, it's what?
It's black and yellow.
Okay. Mansoob bil fatha. Okay. Mansoob bil fatha. You got that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, three rules. Three rules we can learn from here. The first rule is that the past tense verb is always what?
Is always fatha.
Fatha. That's right. Is always fatha, we say?
It's always fatha.
It's always say, مبني على الفتحة. فعل ماضي, مبني على الفتحة means a past verb that always has fatha. Not because it's mansoob, it's always fatha. That's it, without any thinking. I mean, without saying because it's mansoob, because it's whatever. No,
it is
mabni ala al-fatha. And the second rule here is that al-fa'il, what's the second rule for Khan here? Saeed. About the subject. That the subject is always marfu'. Now, what is the sign of marfu' here?
It's dhamma.
Dhamma, that's right. Why is it a dhamma?
Because it's marfu'.
No, because it is a single noun. Because it's a single what?
Noun.
So if it's a single noun, then it is marfu' bil dhamma. Okay, here. Nabil?
What?
Hisham?
Yes.
Al-waladu, here, al-tufahata, I'm sorry, it's an object.
Yes.
And the object, a rule, the object is always? Mansoob. Now, al-tufahata, is it a single name or double or multiple?
Single.
Is it male or female?
Female.
Okay. Now, for a single female name, mansoob is, thus the sign of mansoob is what? No, the sign of mansoob. Ta marbuta tells you that it is a female. So the sign of mansoob is what?
Alif.
It's a single noun. So,
fatha.
Fatha, that's right. You got it? Huh?
I just said I always get confused with fatha and alif.
Right. So, rule one. So, what is rule one that we learn from this sentence? Rule one.
That the
past verb
is mansoob.
Yes. Past verb is not mansoob, it's always fatha. So,
the Lakers made the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Lakers made the playoffs?
Woo!
Wow.
No, that's not right. Okay, what is the second rule we learned from this?
That the sign of Mansu is
Marfu'a
on the...
I mean, Aleph on the sign.
Yes. Rule 2?
No, it's also 3. You got the order.
Yes. Rule 2 is that the subject is always what?
Dhamma.
No. Is
Marfu'a.
And the sign of Marfu'a?
It's singular.
And that's rule 3? So what is the rule 3? Saeed is the one who gave rule 3.
The verb is...
No, we're done with the verb. That's okay, the rule number 1.
The object...
The subject, it's about the subject.
No, I said the object.
No, about the subject, rule 2.
Oh, okay. The object is...
The subject.
The subject is Mark.
Yes.
Yeah.
The single noun
is Marfu'a.
Is Marfu'a bid-dhamma.
Okay.
You got it? So the single noun is Marfu'a with what? So let's learn this. Single noun is Marfu'a bid-dhamma. So let's go back. Okay. Bas, the verb is always.
Oh, we're gonna make a song?
Bas, the verb is always.
Fatha.
Okay. The subject is always
Marfu'a.
If it is single noun, then it is Marfu'a bid-dhamma. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, how about the object?
That song on iTunes.
So rule 4. Rule 4. Who can tell me rule 4 regarding the object? The object is always?
Mansub.
Yes. The object is always Mansub. Or the object is Mansub. Now, what is rule number 5 regarding the object?
No idea.
If it's a female and a single.
No, the single noun is Mansub bil fath. Whether it's a male or female. So rule 5. Single. Are you taking notes? This is not fair, guys.
Yeah.
This is not fair, you know. You need to take notes. So what are these 5 rules? That let's memorize them together. The past the verb is always
Fatha.
The subject is always
Marfu'a.
The single noun is always Marfu'a bid-dhamma. The object is always Mansub. And the single noun is always Mansub
Bil-fatha.
That's right.
Yay.
Okay. Now, if I want to change this to passive voice, okay. Let's start by the passive voice. So okay, let's start by the verb. Okay. So what akala, when it becomes a passive verb, how does it sound? Farhan. So akala, when it becomes a passive verb, you change the first letter from fatha into dhamma. And then the second letter from fatha into kasra. So ukila. The verb. Okay, so from fa'ala into fu'ila. Okay, so what do you do? So to change it into passive voice, so it becomes the fa'ala, which is the active voice, becomes fu'ila. Based on what? Changing the first letter into?
Dhamma.
Second letter into?
Kasra.
Into kasra. Yes. Okay. This is change first letter from fatha to kasra. From fatha to what?
Kasra.
Wrong. To dhamma.
Well, that was a different fatha. So.
Change the first letter from dhamma, fatha to dhamma. Then change the second letter
to kasra. I did
good. That's right. Change the second letter from fatha to dhamma. Fatha to kasra. I'm sorry. Okay, so when we talk about akala, we change akala into ukila. So change from akala
into ukila.
Okay, change to passive voice. A change to passive voice, then akala becomes akala becomes ukila. Becomes ukila. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Alright. So always fa'ala becomes fu'ila. So always fa'ala becomes what? So rule number six, when you change a verb, passive verb, from passive voice into, from active voice into passive voice, you change the first letter into dhamma and the second letter into kasra. Okay, now, what happened to the subject? So that's rule six.
Subject for past verb that matches. Fa'ala, right?
I can't fly unicorn.
Fa'ala. For past verbs that matches fa'ala, the passive voice is fu'ila. Is what? Fu'ila. That's rule number six. You learn these rules? Okay. Now, what happens to the subject? When we change from active voice to passive voice, what happens to the subject?
It goes away.
MashaAllah, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Okay.
Huh?
Oh,
we're not listening. So rule number 7. Rule 7. Change. Okay. Remove the subject remove the subject. Because it's by definition, passive voice means
no subject.
No subject. Subject is fa'il. Subject means fa'il. Okay. All right. So then we change the maf'ul from being marfu' to being from being mansub to being farfu'. So change rule 8. Change the object from change the object from mansub into from mansub
to
let me check your notes. Sayyid
here.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not done yet.
So change the object from marfu' to mansub. So then now, becomes at-tufahata becomes at-tufahatu. So tufahata becomes what? At-tufahatu. Okay, that's rule 8. Okay, and then rule 9. Change the verb gender to match the object to gender. So rule 9, change the object gender, to the verb gender, to match the object gender. What's the object gender?
Female.
So before al-walad was male, okay, at-tufahata is female. So I want to change the verb from male to female. How do I change the verb from male to female?
How do you have a female version of boy?
No, we're talking about the tufahata. And then akala. Remember, it's in the verb gender to match the object gender. So now,
akala
changed to okilat. أكل تو أكل. Okay? You got it?
Yeah.
So from Okilat into Okila. So the final answer becomes
seven.
The final answer becomes Okilati Tufahatu. So the final answer is Okilat. التفاحة. Okay. You got it? You got it or not?
Yeah.
So now we're going to work. So that sentence is what? Verb sentence. Verb sentence.
Yay!
Huh?
I got it right.
Yeah, but this sound is not right. About the second sentence here in the homework?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the second sentence?
Okay, I'll read it. It's a verb sentence.
It's a verb sentence. Be bad.
I thought I got wrong. Shut up.
Let me see.
He didn't do the homework. Yeah. Yeah, he found the
So, okay, what's the second sentence?
Sharabat.
Sharabat?
Jaitu al-ma.
Sharabat?
Yeah, so drink house water.
So you're supposed to drink the water from the house?
Yeah. Can you read it again?
Try
to read it again.
In Arabic or
English?
Yes.
In Arabic?
Yes.
I
want to
read it.
The ra has what?
The
ra has kasra, right?
Yeah, so sharibat al-baytu al-ma'. And so it's a command because it has sukoon. So someone's commanding drink the house water.
Who would
do so that's why I'm
that?
I am asking.
Drink the house water.
Like,
is it bait or is it noon or ya?
What's
can I say it is a bent, not a bite? And you read carefully.
Oh, you can't read the I don't. Okay.
And that will make sense because you know the house will not drink, but
so
the girl will drink.
The water, the girl's water. You drink the water from the house.
No, but that's not the meaning of this sentence. So it is.
Can I go drink water?
Hmm?
Water.
No, in the break.
Can we have a field trip?
Yeah.
Maybe some other life. Now let's take the second sentence. I learned the rules in it. I learned the rules in it. Now the second sentence is sharibat or tashrab. Is it sharibat or tashrab?
Sharibat.
Albintu.
Al-ma'a.
So this is mean. The meaning is
shahri batil bin tu al-ma'a.
Shahri batil bin tu al-ma'a. So what is it here? That rule. What is the first rule? We already mentioned the first rule.
Is past verb is always.
No. That the past verb is always what?
Fatah.
So, this is the past verb.
This is Fatah.
Past verb. Always Fatah.
The past verb is always what? Fat. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what do we, why do we have that? That?
To show us we know.
Yes.
That is because al-bint is what? Is female.
Yes, oh my god.
Is female.
Okay, now let's move to the second one. The second one is the subject, and the subject is?
Marfu.
The subject is marfu.
Because it has a dhamma.
Yes, this is a subject. And it is a single noun. Right? Then marfu. The dhamma.
You got it?
Yes, I do.
And this one is?
Huh?
I called you senor, that's good.
No.
That is Mr. Status.
No.
Okay.
So, that is also mabni ala al-fatha. Mabni ala al-fatha.
Okay, so the subject is single noun and it is marfu' bi-dhamma. Marfu' bi-dhamma. How about al-ma'? Al-ma' is what?
Water.
Which is an object or subject?
It's mansub bil-fathah.
Because it's a single noun.
Yeah,
object? Yes, single noun.
Multiple waters.
So, mansub bil fatha.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's change this into passive voice.
Okay. Goodbye, girl. The girl goes away.
Let's change this into passive voice.
Okay. What do we do with sharabat?
Or
sharibat?
Shuribat.
Okay, so sharabat becomes?
Shuribat.
becomes shuribat.
I'm thinking
about the switch chairs. Is it going to become shuriba or shuribat?
Shuribat.
Okay. Shuribat or shuribat?
Shuribat.
Which one? The first or the second?
The second.
The first one exactly? Wrong.
Oh.
That's right. No, the first one is right.
Okay.
Now, why the first one is right?
Because the Dhamma and the...
No, because the mat is a gender.
Okay.
What's the gender of the mat?
Male.
Yes, exactly.
What happened? Did I drop something? Oh, I'm sorry.
So, because it's a male gender, then we change the
verb gender.
The verb gender. Exactly. Now, what do we do with the bent? Al-bent? What do we do with the subject
away.
Bent? We remove it. We take it away.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, what do we do with the ma'a?
You make it the same gender as the verb.
No,
mat
is,
gender.
You don't change the verb gender of mat.
Because
mat is always male gender.
Oh, then you change the verb to the mat.
And you change the verb gender, we already did that.
Oh, okay.
So, al-ma'a, you change it from mansub into marfu'.
Oh, yes.
Al-ma'a becomes al-ma'u. Because it changes from mansub bil fatha to marfu' bil dhamma. Two more, four, but long. Okay. We'll erase it now. How about the third sentence? What's the third sentence? And this is always what? Verb sentence.
I don't want to read it.
This is verb.
It's
al-waladu al-daki.
It's al-bintu jamilatu.
Okay.
No. Oh, I read the example.
Can you get me another verb sentence from there?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another verb sentence.
Okay.
The first
next. Al-baytu al-asila.
What? Okay, let's look at Rakiba. Rakiba.
Rakiba.
Ahmadun. Or Ahmadu. As-sayyarata. Okay.
Ahmad.
Rakiba. Ahmad. Madu as-sayyarata. Rakiba Ahmadu as-sayyarata. So when this changes, it becomes what? Rakiba becomes?
Rukiba.
And then because Sayara gender is female, then we do what?
Rukibat.
Good job. So. Rahiba change into?
Rukibat.
Rukibat first. And then Rukiba change to Rukibat. Now, why did I change Rukiba to Rukibat?
Because the object was female and yeah.
Because the object is
female.
Okay. All right. Then, what do we do with Ahmed?
We take him away.
You take him
Ahmed,
away.
Remove.
Send him to boot camp.
That's
Rukibat to Sayara camp. That's the finished product.
Remove. And then, what is Sayarata?
It's a car.
A female
so,
car.
Which changes Sayarata into what?
Yes.
That's a female car.
Gotti.
Into a sayaratu. We change a sayaratu ila to a sayarata.
You know what we should have? We should have a pizza party.
Yeah.
That would be a really good idea.
You got it or not?
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially
all right. Now, let me ask you a question. Why did I change Ahmed? Why did I change Sayarata ila Sayarata?
Because it's a subject.
It is a subject. Question number two. Why is the subject had Fatha Sayarata?
I'm sorry, it's not the subject.
Sayarata is object.
Yeah.
And the object is always mansub bil fatha. Why here object? Why here mansub is fatha?
Because it's
single noun. That's right.
Single noun.
And why is sayarata? Okay, sayarata. Why it became a sayaratu?
Because it's the subject. Yeah.
Exactly. Because it is replacing the subject. Replacing the subject. So the object changes from mansub into marfu'. It is single noun, so it's mansub bil fatha and marfu' bil dhamma. Okay. What time is it now?
Time.
Let's go
to get a, I'm trying to get a watch. Uh-huh.
Oh my.